The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
It's the day of the week when we get a recipe for the weekend. We're joined by the executive head chef at the Marker Hotel in Dublin, Gareth Mullins. Gareth, good morning.
Hey, Pat, how's it going?
I'm going very well. Now, you are suggesting something that we normally get from the takeaway. What is it?
So I'm suggesting that we do a tandoori chicken for the weekend. So there's a few ingredients here, but I would tell people not to be too scared off by the amount of ingredients. It's the technique that I'd really like people to learn. So I'm suggesting that we get a whole chicken for this one, so a nice Irish corn-fed chicken if possible. And then you're going to marinate it twice. The first marinade is lemon juice, garlic, ginger and sea salt. So what you need to do is take the juice of a lemon into a bowl, roughly chop up your garlic and grate your ginger into the bowl, and then in with your salt and give that a stir around. And then what you want to do is dejoint the chicken. So what do I mean by that? You're going to take the leg and the thigh off. So you just run your knife down along the side of the breast until you get down to the bottom of the knuckle, and then just take the leg and thigh off and cut them in half. And then you just run your knife in so it hits the bone. And what we're trying to do here is just get a couple of little slits through the skin and the meat of the chicken. What this helps with is the marinade to penetrate through the chicken and it gets nice and tender. And then take the backbone out and then split the breast in two. So you've two breasts and split the both of them in two and do the same technique again. And then that goes into the bowl. And then stick that into the fridge for a couple of hours to marinate. What this helps with is that the lemon juice and the salt will make sure that the chicken is nice and tender and also stays nice and juicy when we go to cook it. The second marinade is the part that we all know that gives it the colour, is the tandoori marinade. So you need 100 grams of natural yogurt, again, a couple of cloves of garlic and some ginger, some smoked paprika. It is worth getting the smoked paprika because it does lend into that smoky, delicious tandoori flavour that we all know and love. A teaspoon of curry powder, a tablespoon of coriander, half a tablespoon of cumin and a half a tablespoon of turmeric, then the juice of another lemon, a tablespoon of salt and 2 tablespoons of tomato puree. And all you do is put all this into the bowl, give it a good stir around and it'll turn into that nice kind of red colour as we all recognise from tandoori. And then after the 2 hours are up, take your chicken out of the fridge, put it back into that marinade and then ideally overnight, but if not, another couple of hours. So we really need to think about marinating this chicken for about 4 or 5 hours in total, or as I said, overnight. And then to cook it, you can just lay it out onto a tray and cook it in the oven. It's going to take about 50 minutes to an hour at 200 degrees. You want it nice and hot because we really want to try and get that skin to caramelise. Or if you're doing it on the barbecue, what I'd suggest is pop the chicken in the same onto a tray into the oven and cook it for 25 minutes at 180 and then get your barbecue nice and hot and then bring it out to the barbecue and just finish the cooking process on the barbecue. I find that sometimes with people when they try and cook, especially marinated meats from start to finish on the barbecue, it looks like it's cooked because it gets really dark, but then it's not cooked on the inside. So I think a good little tip that us chefs do is that we use all the equipment that's around us. So at home, I would definitely use my oven first when I'm doing a bit of barbecue when it comes to chicken.
And then to serve how and with what?
Yeah, so I just serve it as it comes out. Just put it onto a serving platter, squeeze a little bit of lime juice all over the chicken and some picked coriander, and then simply just some wonderful steamed rice is perfect with this. Maybe some grilled corn with some, you know, chili and lime juice while you have it back out on the barbecue. So, and if you wanted it, naan breads or flatbreads are very easy to make. There's actually an easy recipe saved in my highlights for flatbreads on my Instagram, Gar Mullins. I know I keep telling people to go there, but there's loads of recipes saved up on my highlights. So the flatbreads would be a good one to give a go with this.
Would you need a sauce or anything with this? Might it be a bit dry?
If you wanted to make a little bit rayita, which is just a little bit of yogurt, a grated cucumber, squeeze the juice out of cucumber, put it in with the yogurt, and then season it up with some chopped mint and another squeeze of lemon and lime juice. You probably hear, I seem to be saying lemon and lime juice and apple. This chicken tandoori mix, the citrus really lifts the flavour of the spices. And also you'll see when I'm putting in a tablespoon of each of these spices, another kind of mistake I'd see people make is that they're too light-handed with the spices. Don't be afraid to get plenty of spice in there because it will deliver big on flavour for you.
Excellent. Gareth Mullins, Executive Chef with the Marker Hotel. Thank you very much for joining us.